Community Connections CKMS. Local sounds, thoughts, passions, and success. Celebrate local. Your neighbor's got a story to tell. Community Connections CKMS.
Good morning, folks. CKMS Radio 102.7. It's your host, Jeff Steger, and you are listening today to our Community Connections show of January the 23rd, 2023. Goodness gracious, the sun came out for a while this morning. We are blessed. I'm very glad. And our guest showed up today, and we're going to talk about such cool things like music, of course, because that's a big part of our show. And we're going to talk about a really cool thing that happens in our community. It is all about service clubs and the kind of things they do and all that kind of stuff and new clubs that are coming along. But without further ado, our guest today is Peter Tedisco, and he has picked out five songs to play, and I'm going to invite him, if he'd be so kind, to tell us about this first song and why do you like it?
Hi, good morning, Jeff. It's great to be here, and I really appreciate the invite. This is, I'm looking forward to having a lot of fun this morning. And why did I pick this song? I was kind of thinking about, what choices we're going to have this morning. And I thought, we need to make a theme. It's a theme. And last night I was out. I moved to Ayr, so it's a, beautiful right. community. Just, and I just looked out my backyard, and it's just beautiful moon.
Well, that's
out,
true. Yeah.
Right? And yeah. It was just there. It was just hanging there. And I thought, hey, what a great theme today, to maybe pick some songs that are related to the moon. So, of course, as a child of the 70s and some of the greatest music around, I mean, Van Morrison has got to be the number one pick. Moondance, I mean, I just absolutely love that song. It's got just a great blues riff in it. And, it's just great memories.
Right. So with that, Peter, please click the go button. And folks, you stay locked in. We'll be right back.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies. With all the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. Yet I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. Yet all the night magic seem to whisper and hush. Yet all the soft moonlight seems to shine in your blush. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love? Well, I wanna make love to you tonight. I can't wait till the morning has come. Yet I know now the time is just right, and straight into my arms you will run. And when you come, my heart will be waiting to make sure that you're never alone. There and then all my dreams will come true, dear. There and then I will make you my own. And every time you just tremble inside, then I know how much you want me that you can't hide. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love?
Thank you.
the cover of October skies. All the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. And I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. In all the night's magic seems to whisper and hush. In all the soft moonlight seems to shine in your blaze. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, oh my love? Or can I just make some more romance with you, oh my love? One more moon dance with you in the moonlight on a magic night. La 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 la.
I'm Christine Snyder from the Wilmot Agriculture Society, and you're listening to CKMS 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo.
And in fact, you are listening to CKMS 102.7. Thanks so much for listening in today. And you know what? Just another great... I'm the luckiest guy in the world. I got the best guests in the whole world, and they bring some great music along like Peter did. And the theme I like the theme today, the moon. Peter, do you like going out to see music? Do you hear music? How does the music fit into your day-to-day living?
Well, that's an interesting question, Jeff. I'm going to quote one of my very favorite artists.
Yes.
Harry Chapin is, it's a storyteller, music. We used to, back in the day with a bunch of friends of mine, always catch his concert every time he was in Toronto, and because they lived there and spent a whole weekend. But, it says, music is my life, but it's not my livelihood, and that's what it is.
Yeah.
I grew up with it. My mom was a singer. She was a soprano. She was fantastic.
Very nice.
My son actually graduated from York University in music. So,
oh my goodness.
There's a bit of a connection there, and always loved it, always enjoyed playing it. And it's a place where you can just lose yourself and just go somewhere else it's a great experience. If you don't play music, you should take it up.
I'm going to hazard a guess that perhaps you had dabbled in music for a while. I know I took piano lessons for a short time myself, but never followed up. Well, yourself, were you a musician? Did you?
Well, I don't know if I'd call myself a musician.
Right.
I do dabble in it.
Yeah.
I do enjoy it. It's something that I truly love. But I do play guitar.
Okay.
I love to sing. It's always fun to do a little karaoke every once in a while.
this is a beautiful segue into the next part of our show. We want to get to know our guests, and usually it's having people talk about their hobbies, like you've just done music, and like it comes along. But let's just start the conversation by asking something that everyone identifies with is Christmas. And how many people sit around the Tudisco family Christmas feast?
Oh my God! Depends on when we start that conversation and
right.
how many of us were around. But today, just this past Christmas, there's a few of us plus one and a half new members of the family.
Yep.
One that was just born.
Nice.
A baby girl. My nephew and his girlfriend had a baby girl, which is. My sister was absolutely thrilled because of the fact that it was all boys up to that point.
Right.
So she finally got her girl. And and then we found out my other nephew and his wife were expecting their second child. So there was probably about 20 people sitting around and having a couple of drinks and
yes.
Just responsibly, though, always responsibly.
Yeah, that's a good deal. That's common nowadays. Before we finish off this segment, do you have any traditions at Christmas that you like to talk about? Do you guys open your Christmas presents the night before Christmas or at Christmas Day?
Well, it varies. Traditionally, being of an Italian background, we'd always go to church.
Yep.
And then when we come back from church, we got to open our presents. Right. So it would be a late night, but, you know, sometimes it'd be a little too late and we'd open up a few presents in the morning, but yeah. But typically that's kind of how it worked. Yeah,
gotcha. All right, good stuff. Well, that's wonderful, and it's nice you could we chat a little bit about the other things you do besides our content today, and it just helps us get to know you and know that your story is a real story of what people can do. And thanks for helping out this.
Wow, I really appreciate being here. This is going to be fun. Like I said, it's great.
So what's even more fun is your next song choice. What do you got for us?
Well, you know, if we're gonna stick to that that theme of the moon, you have to go with the classic.
Right.
You know, you got to go with the guy that really sets it all and puts it into perspective, and it's got to be Frank Sinatra. I mean, he's the crooner, he's the guy.
Yep.
And "Fly Me to the Moon." I mean, that's the one that we're gonna go with.
All right, go ahead.
Fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars, and let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you. Song, let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words,
folks, you got Dr. Swamp here on CKMS 102.7 FM Waterloo Radio. It is the place to be for independent local music trying to make things happen.
And thanks so much for being part of our audience today, dear listeners. You could be doing a lot of different things on a Monday, and we're just really glad you spent some time with us. And today's guest is Peter Tedisco, and we're going to talk about all things Service Club eventually, but we're just having so much fun playing songs. Nice song choice there, Peter. I've hardly waited for the other ones. And then we've talked a little bit about the Tedisco family and about like musicians and music and fits in his family playing Christmas stuff. So next, in this segment now, I just want to ask Peter, tell us, Peter, what do you do? Are you busy out in the public, and then you're a closet rock climber or something? What do you do?
Yeah, no rock climbing, not that adventurous. I'm afraid I'm a little more down to earth on those kinds of things. But when people often ask me that question, I always tell them I'm a wino. My dad started a manufacturing company for home winemaking equipment over 40 years ago.
Sure.
And I became part of that company, and we sell and produce products for the home winemaking market. So that's pretty much what I've done with my life as far as you know, putting food on the table,
and
right?
Yeah, paying the bills, and that good stuff, raising the family.
But those kinds of things, I've always loved my community. I grew up in Cambridge,
right?
But I certainly spent a lot of time and with my kids growing up in Clyde and being part of North Dumfries. I've just now moved to Ayr, so I'm back in North Dumfries, and absolutely got to say that it's a great part of the community. Just absolutely love it.
Yeah.
And
like a lot of the small towns in the region where I live, a pretty nice place to live. They get real community going on.
Right. Yeah. It's just so down to earth, and right. It's just that home feel that's there.
Yeah.
It's great.
So, we know that you like to dabble in the guitar once in a while, and of course, just give a little idea about. The thrust of what we're talking about today is Service Club. Tell us a little bit about your history of giving back to the community, and perhaps in the Service Club aspect, whatever your choice is. Tell us about what kind of activities you do that way.
Well, I mean, service clubs are something that I think are really necessary in the community. I mean, all of them. I mean, including mine, which is Kiwanis.
Mm-hmm.
And When we first started in the business, and I actually love telling this story.
Yeah.
When we first started in the business, I had a friend approach me and say, you know, I want to take you to a meeting with me. And right. off we went, and he brings me to a Kiwanis meeting. And and of course, after that, he says, what do you think? And would you like to join? Well, at that time, it was pretty early in the business. I was wearing like 5 different hats, and I was delivery boy. I was manning the phones. I was doing marketing and sales and all that stuff. And I kind of had to say, listen, you know, my hands are a little bit full, but if things get better, I'm definitely going to, think about this, because I really enjoyed being there and what it meant and what it was all about.
Yeah, we'll talk a lot more about that detail in the next segment.
But absolutely. Yeah, so a few years later, maybe 2 or 3 years later, things started going really well for the business.
Yeah.
And I started thinking about giving back to the community, mm-hmm. because I always felt that that's what it was about. My dad was of the same mindset. He always taught me that. My grandparents taught me that. It's, you know, what you get, you give back.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so one day I just picked up the phone and I called up my friend and said, hey, when's the next meeting? I have a membership form ready. I'm ready to go.
Right.
And I'll be celebrating 25 years this May with Kiwanis.
Yeah. That's a good story. And I'm looking forward to talking, getting more into that later on, how this is relevant to you, our listeners, other people, as a great choice in life, and what kind of things you can expect from a service club. So you've got busy making winemaking supplies, raising the family, and some friend guy came along and got you on the path of service clubs. Anything else? Are you a traveler by chance? Do you like to travel a bit?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Had a place in Florida for a number of years.
So
that's sort of the common theme with a lot of Canadians, getting away for a little bit from the winter. Of course, family is really important, and going back to your roots, I grew up with my grandparents. They taught me how to speak my dialect. They taught me how to speak Italian, which I still hold near and dear to my heart.
Yeah, it's a good deal.
And it's always great to go back and visit. I have immediate family over there, so that's a a go-to point. But I've been blessed with being able to travel to number of places in the U.S.
Yep.
Through Kiwanis, through business.
Well, that's true. There's so many different networks you're part of now, isn't it?
That's right.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So these are. I mean, would I have gone to San Antonio, Texas? Probably not.
Right.
But we had our international convention there, and I tell you, what a blast!
Yeah.
We had so much fun, and what a unique city to visit. These are things that you experience without even thinking about it.
Yeah. You're still a young man at heart, I'm sure, and I know that for sure. And you're going to write a book or something like that? What's the future hold?
Oh, I don't know about writing a book,
there's so many things you could do. It's hard to say what's next, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I enjoy being a little bit creative, but I don't know if I'm a writer. After raising a family and business, like I said before, we were talking about music, and I kind of packed that away, and I hadn't touched it in a while. But now that, you know, the boys are gone and sort of, you know, got a little bit more free time on my hands,
right,
I went back and picked it up, and it's been a great experience to get back into playing a little bit and enjoying some really good music. So.
All right, let's play the next song here, and we'll come back. And this is Moonshot. No, this is Moonshot by Cat Stevens. Yeah. So, any chance you've seen Cat Stevens in concert? Are you one of the lucky ones?
I have not. I haven't.
You're
had
probably
that
this close sometime.
Yeah,
I don't.
But again,
feeling.
It's just one right. of those one of those artists that I grew up with.
Right.
And I thought this would be part of that moon theme that we're going with this morning. And what a great song, I think, to throw in the mix here.
Yeah, good choice. Okay, go right ahead.
Oh, I'm being followed by a moon shadow, moon shadow, moon shadow. Leaping and hopping on a moon shadow, moon shadow, moon shadow. And if I ever lose my hands, lose my plow, lose my land. Yes, if I ever lose my hands, oh, if I won't have to work no more. And if I ever lose my eyes, if my colors all run dry. Yes, if I ever lose my eyes, oh, if I won't have to cry no more. Yes, I'm being followed by a moon shadow, moon shadow, moon shadow. Oh, leaping and hopping on a moon shadow, moon shadow, moon shadow. And if I ever lose my legs, I won't moan and I won't beg. Oh, if I ever lose my legs, oh, if I won't have to walk no more. And if I ever lose my mouth, all my teeth, north and south. Yes, if I ever lose my mouth, oh, if I won't have to talk. Did it take long to find me? I asked the faithful light. Yeah, did it take long to find me? And are you gonna stay the night? I'm being followed by a moon shadow, moon shadow, moon shadow. Leaping and hopping on a moon shadow, moon shadow, moon shadow. Moon shadow, moon shadow, moon shadow.
Hi, this is Doug Turvey. You are listening to CKMS, Radio Waterloo.
And welcome back, dear listeners. Thanks again for tuning in to Community Connections here at CKMS Radio. We're bringing one of stories of our community, and today's guest is Peter Tedisco. We're going to talk a little bit more about service clubs and a unique opportunity that he's going to really, hopefully we'll get around to. I'm sure we will. And hey, as usual, great music, good stories about Pete, what he's doing, family, that kind of thing, and what kind of the projects. Well, this part of the show is about those civil institutions called service clubs. And you might recognize, you know, things like Optimist Club, right, Peter? And
of course.
Lions, another one.
Lions.
And so, and Kiwanis, which is, you're a member of Kiwanis?
Yes, I am, yes.
So, what can we tell our listeners about service clubs that they mean? You know, I think most of us said, oh, gosh, they've been around forever, but they still know what exactly they do. Do you want to jump into on the conversation that one a bit?
Yeah, huh? I think so. I think yeah. That's like a great segue here. I mean, of course, all service clubs have their own objectives and what they were created for. Mm-hmm. I'm proud to say that we just celebrated 108 years of Kiwanis. starting back in the U.S., Detroit. Hamilton Club was our first club that was Canadian.
Yep.
I'm part of a division which includes this whole area, and then Kitchener-Waterloo, Brantford, Elmira, Stratford, Guelph, mm-hmm. Cambridge. Mm-hmm. And of course, we'll be talking about this a little bit more too. You know, we want to make sure that we bring something back to the community, and that's why having moved to AIR, it's another area where we're hoping that we're going to be able to create a service club there.
Mm-hmm.
Our slogan is, kids need Kiwanis.
Yeah.
Right. So and that's what it's about. And Kiwanis is about kids.
Yep.
The whole service organization is related to improving the lives of children around the world. But we start with our communities.
Yeah. So you observe gaps perhaps in the present system, or maybe you observe things you wish they were doing more of. Is that where you get your ideas from?
Absolutely. But we get our ideas from the people in the community as well.
Right.
That's where we get our feedback. I mean, it's important to be part of a service club and to give back to your community.
Mm-hmm.
But you also have to listen to your community.
Yeah.
And that's the key.
Right.
And when you go in, and you know, we've already had the opportunity to be at the mayor's levee.
Right,
that's
North
where
Dunfrees,
we kind of reconnected.
Yes, you and I did. That's part of the reason why we're here today. And it's a great networking. It was a great day.
Exactly.
Good
right.
Good to see you again that time.
And what a great feeling when you had somebody come up and say, "Hey, listen, I belong to children's health, program." You know, how can we partner? How can we get involved with Kiwanis, because you're a child-based, children-based organization,
right.
and make a difference in the community.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it works, folks. The community service clubs like the Kiwanis start out with a basic premise, in this case, what's good for kids, and they be a part of the community and what the community wants. Maybe individual members have a project that they try to talk their other members into, or maybe people recognize there's a common issue they'd like to help, and so... You know what, if you ever were inclined to put back to your community, and not that I think most people do, but this is one great avenue, is to join a service club. Maybe you'll want to support a sports team, or maybe you just want to do overseas work. There's so many really good service clubs out there. I'm really looking forward to talking a little bit more about specifics of today's, which is a Kiwanis club and starting a new club in the village of AIR. Service clubs, don't want to forget, there's all kinds. Like, there's even the Moose Lodge here in Kitchener. I don't know if that...
Oh, wow. Is this still around?
I drive by there. I think the lights still go on.
Really?
Yeah.
That's great.
There's some really...
The Flintstones with the water buffaloes.
Those guys have built-in good nature about them.
Absolutely.
How could you not have fun at a place that's called Moose
that's
Lodge?
That's called the Moose Lodge.
it's a nice an invite in the door.
Kiwanis is actually an Indian name, which means we trade. That comes from, real original sources.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it makes sense. I know at one time I was a member of the Optimist Club, and reading back, a lot of these service clubs started in the early 19th century. And the point was, at the time, there was no social services. And orphans were dying in the street, and people had no hospital they couldn't afford. It was just chaos. And at that time, well-meaning and caring people got together and said, we can't not let this happen if we can help out. And that's what a wonderful beginning for service clubs. They saw a need in the community where it was just chaos out there. Well, and like nowadays, we do have a social system, but there's still a big need.
And I'm glad you brought that up too, because the social aspect is also very important in a club, because the friends that you make, the people that I've in 25 years that I've become friends with, and the experiences that I've had are incredible. But I also, going back to your point, and starting in 19, because there was no
social
services,
right.
But there is today.
Yep.
But why do we need a service club today? Because there's gaps.
Yes.
Because there's so many things that we can still do and be part of the community and still make a child's life better.
Yeah.
And there's so much need still out there that I think we're still relevant, and we need to be relevant because, you know, as I said, you know, kids need Kiwanis.
Yeah, it's true. And they say one of the best things in mental health is to help others. And as you do that, you know, you may consider yourself in a poor spot, but boy, once you help someone else, A, you just enjoy that reappraisal of your own situation to give thanks to.
Well, if I may, I'd like to share a little story that just happened this weekend. One of the things we do in our club, and we started a number of years ago, was called it's a project called Fallen Sparrows. Raised a whole bunch of money,
right.
and we have about $30,000 plus, and we invested it into the North Dumfries and Cambridge and North Dumfries community
foundation. Right. Okay.
And what we do is that every year we'll get the interest from that money, and we'll go out into the community, because that's what the program was about, and give it to a family in need that has a child with severe disabilities where a parent or both parents can't cope with the child or can't work. And really proud to say that we just donated $1,500 to a family this weekend, with a young child who had a brain tumor. Your heart breaks. But you also know that, you know, you did your little part, which is a tiny thing, but you did your little part to make that family and that child just a little bit better and maybe put a smile on their face for one day.
Yeah. So, folks, this is the kind of thing you can look forward to if you join a service club, the Kiwanis Club, any number of clubs. Is, you know, you're going to have those experiences during your career at that club where you can really say, wow, we did a good thing there.
Yeah.
And you look around the table and here's these 10 individuals, 100 individuals that were part of that, and you know, you really come to treasure those people. They've added something to the conversation you never thought of. It's just a combination of everything, and a few cheerleaders at the front gets a lot of things going.
Well, we call them Kiwanis moments.
Kiwanis moment,
right? So that's the tag that we put on that one.
Yeah.
Because in 25 years and having the opportunity of going up, I was actually a district governor for Kiwanis, and our district is so incredibly unique. So if you want to join our club, this is a great club to be in, because it's Eastern Canada and the Caribbean. So we go from Ontario all the way to the East Coast, and we have a whole bunch of countries in the Caribbean, including the tip of South America.
Right.
So we have 17 countries in our district, just great opportunities to go, you know, district conventions are a lot of fun when they're in Jamaica and Aruba.
So there's so many different positive things that can happen with being a member of a service club or a groups like that doing things.
Absolutely. Yeah. The other thing, you know, at the mayor's levee after, you know, when we met, we kind of reconnected there, was they had the air band playing. The Air Paris band.
They did a good
job. Wow. And I tell you, wow. You know, and being, you know, a lover of music, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know, they just blew me away. It's just great. But the other thing, you know, of Kiwanis that I got to say is that the music festival, the Kiwanis Music Festival,
it's
famous. It's all over the world, right?
I got to tell you, my brother was actually did that. When he was a young guy in high school, he played trumpet. He was doing that for about 6 months, and my mom would take him for a ride, and they would, the Kiwanis, I don't know what the heck it was, but it was Kiwanis Club, and he was a musician.
That's right. You know, So I connected with the director of the band, in the hopes of creating this new club in AIR, I'd love the opportunity to, you know, to connect with them and start a music program or do something in music.
That's a cool idea.
With the Kiwanis Club. So, I mean, the opportunities are endless, and the opportunities to invest in children are endless. It's always going to be there. And I'll tell you one more little thing.
Yes, please.
Elvis Presley was a key clubber, a key club is part of the high school group of Kiwanis. So there you go. That's our claim to fame is Elvis Presley.
Yeah, that's a good story. I like that. Well, you know, and all the clubs are going to have all kinds of neat stories about their beginnings and things that are happening at the moment, what's going on, too. So just like Elvis Presley, who would have thought, eh?
Yeah, absolutely. Isn't that great?
You didn't choose any Elvis Presley songs, did they?
No, I didn't. I didn't do that.
I wonder if there's a song out there you would have, you know, if we had time and had a research guy in the back room, we'd say, okay, just Google Elvis Presley and Moon and see what kind of songs pop up. Wouldn't that be fun? Next show.
Yeah. Moon River, maybe. I don't know. Did he do Moon River as Elvis? I'm not sure.
I had a discussion with a guy the other day how many different gospel tunes that Elvis did.
Oh, yeah.
I think that was a big part of his career.
It was. Yeah. I'm a big Elvis fan as well. So I love the movie that came out recently. It was just great.
Oh, yeah. That was right on. That was just mentioned at the Academy Awards or something recently.
Yeah, it just won.
The daughter passed away. Lisa Marie.
Seems to be a trend with the Elvis family of them dying young, which is really unfortunate. And, you know, she was a talent of her own.
It was like the girl who was on Star Wars, not Judy Garland, you know, her
daughter.
Yeah, her mother was famous too. Chorus line was her song. Oh, it'll come to me and my listeners. Yeah. All I know is.
Mother and daughter died within close time range. Yeah.
Okay. Let's play another song here, my good friend.
We've got to go Canadian, right?
Okay.
We can't do this without going Canadian. So yeah. Here's Neil Young and Harvest Moon.
Okay, go right ahead.
Come a little bit closer, hear what I have to say. Just like children sleeping, we could dream this night away. But there's a full moon rising, let's go dancing in the light. We know where the music's playing, let's go out and feel the night. Because I'm still in love with you, I wanna see you dance again. Because I'm still in love.
'cause I'm still in love with you. I wanna see you dance again, because I'm still in love with you. On this harvest
Hi, this is Peter Tedesco. I'm a guest at CKMS 102.7 FM.
That's excellent. Just like we practiced this morning, right?
Awesome.
Thanks for doing that. It's always a delight when guests have a few words on air, and when you're not on, like when the next guest comes on, they can remember that. Thanks for doing that.
It's going to be a great memory. Great memory.
So yes. We're in the second last of our show, and I think we'll just take 5 minutes and talk about the specifics here. Boy, we've gotten to know Peter really well, and we talked about all kinds of cool things about, you know, why you do service clubs and his life here in Cambridge and his business and so on. But let's talk about one of the specifics that kind of got us here today, and that is, hey, a new club in Ayr. Tell us about what's happening there. What do people look forward to there?
Well, look at our communities, right?
Yeah.
Everything is growing. The expansion is everywhere, and that includes Ayr. And of course, taking a look at that, having moved there, we thought what a great opportunity to be able to give back to the community there, to the community of North Dumfries. I mean, we're specifically talking Ayr, but I mean, this is going to be a North Dumfries club.
Well, that's true. That, right? Typically, it's the one municipality. Yeah, right.
Right, because
Ayr is the largest settlement area.
Yeah, we want to bring in, if there's others from Clyde or from Roseville or, you know, from the surrounding areas that Glen Morris. I mean, it's not that far either. I mean, I know it's in Brant, but of course, that they would be more than welcome, because what you put in is you get tenfold out of it. You know,
that's right,
quite honestly. Yep. No word to lie there. I've experienced that many, many, many times.
So you have some contact that people could follow up on? Someone might be listening to our show in another week or two, another day or two. What would they find out about? Would they just Google in a Quans Club Ayr?
Been doing, we've posted some things on Facebook.
Okay.
We sent it out into the Ayr community, so hopefully a lot of you out there have had a chance to see that. But we've also, again, thanking Mayor Susan Foxton for inviting us to her annual levee, and being a part of that and getting to engage with the people in the community. So we are now moving forward. We're going to take that next step to hopefully create this club and to make this a reality for Kiwanis and for the community of North Dumfries.
Yep.
So we are going to have an information meeting on Tuesday, January 31st at 7 p.m. It's going to be held at the North Dumfries Community Complex, 29858 Greenfield Road in Ayr.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have some refreshments there. We'll have a chat about Kiwanis. We'll have membership forms. And I've gotten a couple of hits already off of my Facebook page since we launched. So very optimistic that this is going to be a reality.
It's a good deal. Do you have the luxury of having some other people help you with this? Building a new club is a challenge. How are you finding it, though?
I took the lead on it. I was asked to take the lead on it, and of course, this is why I'm doing it. But nobody does anything by themselves.
No, it's pretty, pretty tough.
We have a past governor who is an incredible Kiwanian, Joanne Murray, who is from the Brantford Club, that's helping out, and of course, our lieutenant governor of our division. Nelson McClinchy is also involved. We're the three key people. There is a district membership committee that I'm on, that involves the whole district. And so, I'm keeping tabs with them, and they're supplying me with information on how, to create this club and to how to get out into the community.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you again, Jeff, for allowing me this opportunity to plug this, because this is something that's going to be really worthwhile. in a social aspect and a community aspect, and we're going to, you know, a lot of families mm-hmm. and kids are going to benefit.
Absolutely, yeah. Lots of people benefit from a club in air like that.
Absolutely.
In the air in North Dumfries.
North Dumfries, yeah.
Yeah, the municipality. Well, good luck, and I don't see why it can't work. And, you know, if you offer cookies and coffee, that is a for sure win.
Well, I hope so. I hope that's going to attract at least a few people.
I think people have maybe used up all their chocolate buzz from Christmas. It must be.
But, you know, I'll get somebody saying, well, you're in the wine business. Why didn't you bring wine? Right? But no, that's off limits. This is not what it's about.
Right. Well, if they have as much fun as we're having here today, then it's all going to work out really well, I think.
Well, and that's the whole thing, you know. You got to have fun with Kiwanis. You got to have fun with your service club. You have to have fun with the members that you participate with mm-hmm. because they become lifelong friends.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, right. people like, you know, Joanne and Nelson, you know, are long friends now. They're long-standing friends. You know, I've known Joanne for 20 years. I've known members of my club for the time that I've been in it. And, you know, the experiences that we've had are just tremendous. A lot of great, great memories.
Well, there's lots to be made coming up, isn't there?
And lots to be made coming up.
Well, that's true.
Lots to come up. Absolutely.
All right. Let's play our last song before we do our final Audi out. And tell us what it is and what we got going here. Is it King Harvest?
We've got King Harvest here. And I thought, you know, this is going to be our last song. We're going to do something that is a little bit more upbeat, a little bit more friendly, and a little bit about dancing. You know, so let's we're going to be dancing in the moonlight.
Okay, go ahead.
This is Dane from Cambridge, North Dumfries. You're listening to CKMS Radio 102.7.
And thanks again, folks, for tuning in today with us here at CKMS Radio, our special Community Connections program. Today's guest, Peter Judisco. And we just had a real riot talking about all kinds of interesting stuff that's going on in Spruce Clubs, and a specific one that Pete's working on. And tell us again what people are to do here, please.
Yes, if you're so inclined, and I hope that that you are,
yeah.
Bring a friend, bring a family member, come in droves. And we're going to have an information meeting on Tuesday, January 31st at 7 p.m. at North Dumfries Community Complex, 2958 Greenfield Road in Ayr. There's going to be some refreshments. There's going to be some camaraderie.
Yeah.
There's going to be some great information, and you'll get to learn about what Kiwanis does. And we look forward to the following week creating this new club in North Dumfries.
Right on. And just a little plug in general, folks, you know what? You may not be close to Ayr and all that stuff, but you know what? Just join a service club. You can do so much good for yourself and your community. Just join a service club somewhere.
Absolutely.
Right?
For sure.
And for the people, lucky people in Ayr, you can opportunity to join a Kiwanis club led by Peter, or part of Peter Group. So that's a bonus down our end there. Okay, last thing I want to do before we get out of here, folks, is I'd like to ask my guest, it's kind of an ode out here, is tell us, Peter, yourself, what are you doing the next 2 hours, 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years, 20 years you wanted to go that far. Tell me, what are you doing next 2 hours?
Wow. you have some interesting questions you throw your way. Next 2 hours, well, I, you know, kind of wrap up here and, you know, head back to the office and clean up a few things. I'm definitely going to be working on this project. I have a few emails and some connections that I need to, some emails to connect with.
Yeah.
So with some people, based on this club and some of the things that we're doing. 2 weeks from now, you know where I'm going to be. I'm going to be at 7 o'clock.
<That's right. laughs>
At 7 o'clock on January 31st,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I'm going to plug one more time.
Yeah.
You know, Tuesday, January 31st at the North Dumfries Community Complex at 7 p.m. That's where I'm going to be, and I look forward to meeting a whole bunch of new friends out there.
That's why we pay you the big bucks. Good work. And in 2 months, what are you thinking?
Wow, in 2 months, I'd like to take a break.
Yeah.
I'd like to go maybe a little bit warm.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to be getting into a little bit more of the gloomy time of the year, and you know, February is a little time that's always fun to maybe get a little bit of sunshine. So I'm hoping that maybe I can do something like that.
So
haven't decided yet, but
what I think about it, if a new club starts, when does it have its first meeting? Is it at September? Is that your target date?
Well, no, actually,
how do you guys work that?
We need a minimum of 15 members to get the club started,
and you can start anytime after that.
And what we'll do is based on the timing of the people there, we'll pick a date early in February. We'll sit down and we'll have an organizational meeting. Then we'll establish what the club wants to do, how it wants to be involved in the community, what the ideas are based on all the different people that are in the club and the different ideas that are there.
Yeah.
We create our bylaws, we create times of when we're meeting, and the whole structure of the club gets put together.
Yeah.
And then we're off to the races. We apply to Kiwanis International and get our charter, and
so that could happen pretty quick.
Start meeting. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
All right, so we got 2 months. You're taking a little break. What about 2 years? Where's that luck sitting at you?
Wow, 2 years. The retirement comes to mind, but you know, I think we've known each other a little bit, and you know that retirement is not a word that's in our vocabulary.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Know? Yeah.
So I'll still be. My two sons are involved in the business along with my brother.
Yeah.
So I'd like to take a little bit of a step back for sure. But Kiwanis is still in my heart. Still want to do that.
Yep.
Still want to, you know, come home at night and relax and play my guitar for a little while and
right
learn
on.
Some new songs.
Right on.
And take life a little bit easier.
Yeah,
Kiwanis is still going to be around. It's going to be something that I want to do, hopefully, for a long, long time still.
So just like Johnny Carson, I can see the future. In 20 years, you'll have great-grandchildren. Right?
Great grandchildren. Wow, what a concept. I'm still working on being grandfather.
Yeah. Well, I just want to thank you so much for coming out today, Peter. It's been just a real ride. Good songs.
It has been so much fun, Jeff. Yeah. Thank you so much for having me. That's been a blast.
And good luck with the club building. It should go well. And people, if you join up, the service clubs can be a really great thing in your life. And this sounds like a real winner down there in air. So keep that in line. And you know, with that, folks, we'll see y'all in another week. Come back in 6 days and 23 hours. We'll have another Community Connection show, maybe a repeat, depending on if the guests are available and the like. And so we'll maybe see you in a week. And have a great week yourselves. It's Monday. We had sunshine this morning. Maybe things are going to get better. So that's good.
Thanks, Jeff. Really appreciate it.
Okay, folks. Thanks, Pete. And we'll see you later. Take care. Bye for now.
This has been CKMS Community Connections, and my name is Bob Jonkman. CKMS Community Connections is sponsored by Radio Waterloo and produced for CKMS FM Radio Waterloo in Kitchener, Ontario, Canada. We're a community radio station with programming produced by the community, for the community, and about the community. You can read the show notes at radiowaterloo.ca/CCC, read the music lists, hear the past episodes, and subscribe to the podcast. Our executive producer is Jennifer Strong. Contributing producers are Jeff Stager, Dylan Bravener, and Steve Todd, who also wrote and performed our opening theme music. CKMS Community Connections airs every Monday from 11 a.m. to noon, and also on Fridays from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m.